Alvarado. Pelota nuevamente cobrada, la busca Moy Muñoz de cabeza.
My gosh. The memories, bro. The memories of that amazing Sunday night. I won't ever forget it. But welcome, everyone.
Welcome back, people.
To episode number tres.
And Alan, tell me why did we just hear that? Did we just watch that? Why? What's today's episode about, brother?
We're talking about GOAT comebacks. And the beautiful sport that is football, soccer. We each brought our own to the table.
Yes, sir.
And it so happens that the one I'm bringing to the table tonight happens to be that small clip that we just heard. And that was from the America Cruz Azul final of La Clausura 2013.
What was that, the 11th championship?
That was number 11 for America.
Number 11.
Matching
up. They were catching up to Chivas, correct?
Chivas had 12 at the moment, I think.
No, they had 11, bro.
They don't have 12, right?
Yeah, they do have 12. Because America wins the 11th, ties up.
And then Chivas wins.
And then America wins again.
Oh, then, yes.
Then Chivas beat Tigres, bro.
Yes.
To win the 12th. And then America obviously beats Cruz Azul to get the 13th.
I remember that, bro.
If we're talking about remontadas, go comebacks, bro. They were in Espanol, remontadas, you know, because.
It's not so much better in Spanish.
Oh,
right?
La pasión.
La remontada.
Yeah.
But.
You know, it's. You talk about remontadas, Cruz Azul has to come up like at least like 5 times, 7 times, bro. And on the bad side of it, on the bad side.
America did it to them again during the season a few years later.
Bro, the recent one,
the
bro.
Final.
No, the recent semifinal against Pumas, bro.
It was the semifinal, yes.
It was
yes.
Against Pumas. They were winning 4-0, then they go to, they won in the Estadio Azteca 4-0. And then they go to the Olympico and they lose.
They thought they had won, bro.
That's just Cruz Azul, bro. They know how to bottle. But welcome, welcome, welcome. So happy to greet our three fans who stay loyal to us.
Hey, as long as one person listens, bro.
Oh, hell yeah.
That's
so,
all it takes.
You know, welcome. And tonight it's going to be an exciting episode here with my boy because we're going to be talking about GOAT comebacks, like you said. And yeah, we both brought our own content. We both brought our own notes to share. Mine is gonna be
yours are off the dome,
you know, because it's Champions League weekend. I'm gonna talk about the Champions League final of 2005, Liverpool AC Milan, both having stacked teams, bro, at the time. And I want to hear yours first, bro, because I mean that one, as we're both America fans, you know,
born and raised.
Yeah, exactly. So. You know, don't you get the chills every time you just hear those highlights?
Bro, it's crazy, bro, because, you know, it was an emotional game, you know, and America and Cruz Azul went into this match 1-0 in favor of Cruz Azul.
Like always.
You know, in the first leg, like always, that's funny. In the first match, back then, Cruz Azul still had their Estadio Azul.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and now they share the stadium with their daddy, America.
A huevos. A eggs.
A eggs, for those that don't understand it.
Share our three fans. We're bilingual here, fuck it.
Yes, but you know, everyone knew that it was going to be that much of a harder game because America didn't score as visitors.
And, brother, before we get into your notes, I'm going to ask you, where were you at that time and how did you live that game, brother? Like, where were you? Who were you with?
It was here at home. What was going
through your mind?
It was here at home, bro. We were watching in the living room. I remember my dad at the time invited his compadres to the house to watch the game. And one of the nephews of my dad's compadres happened to be a Cruz Azul fan.
No, I feel sorry for him.
He was the only one in an America home, bro. Everyone bled yellow and blue, you know?
Yeah.
And the emotions that went through that whole game, bro, were that because from the beginning, the game started against us.
I remember red card. Talk about that.
You know, it started against us, bro. And that was right in the beginning. Minute 14, he dropped Barrera outside the 18. Was it a red card? No. I don't think it was a red card in anyone's book. I don't know if you thought it was a red card.
To be honest, bro, I saw that game, right? And I lived that game. We actually did a carne asada, bro, at my house. It was, I remember my brother. You know, it was amazing because he gets into the quinielas, you know, like you out of the eight teams, you $50, you choose a team, random team, you get that team campeón, you win $400, right? So he got actually America in the quiniela. We do a carne asada, bro, and it's all sick. And I'm watching the game, you know, like with that hope. I mean, come on, comeback. And like you said, we started the game with the red card. To me, and not just because I'm an America fan, brother, but to me it was not. It was a yellow, bro.
Yellow at most.
Why? Because he's not the last man.
He wasn't the last man standing.
He was not the last man to go at it. And to me, it wasn't like a roughness foul. He was trying to go for the ball. I think, in fact, he kind of gets a piece of the ball and then takes the corbata, you know.
From what I remember, he didn't even touch him.
You know, I don't know. I understand. Okay, call it a foul, but not...
But not for what it came out
to a be. Red card, bro. Which, to me, at that time, I was like, we're fucked, you know. Like, I was like, fuck.
Yeah.
You know, but okay. So, both agree on... You know, people are going to be hating out there. Nada más porque son Americas.
Yeah,
you
know? Uh-huh. Haters don't hate.
Yeah, haters. But okay, for both of us, it wasn't a red card, bro. So, okay, to you, it wasn't.
Yeah, definitely wasn't. And a few minutes after, bro, minute 20, it's hard. I can't, even though I have his name here in front of me, I can't even pronounce it. Teofilo.
That's like some sick ass, like, Mexican name, bro.
That's not even Mexican, bro. I'll tell you that much. Teofilo Gutierrez, he scores a goal that started as a counterattack that was assisted by Barrera. And let me tell you, bro, Barrera had an amazing game in the second leg. You know, he had one of those amazing games where even though your team won, you feel
Barrera
bad.
Barrera was at his prime at that
you
time.
You feel bad. I felt bad in a way for him because of the way he had this game. You know, and that was 2-0. And that's a goal. And Cruz Azul is coming into the game as visitors.
But okay.
At this point, it doesn't count.
It doesn't count. That's a weird thing about the Mexican the league, you know.
Yes,
that.
They have
both
system.
In a way. I mean, it's just money-wise, but yeah, you know, the away goal does not pretty much count. So yeah, 2-0 down.
2-0. And at this point, bro, the game... A part of you says, damn, this might be it.
Yeah.
As a soccer fan, because
it's tough.
You're down 2-0, and you know that from that moment on, the team that's up is gonna defend. But that didn't happen in this game. It was a wide open game on both sides, thankfully, because I think if they would have just played back the entire game, I don't think America would have ended up winning. To be honest,
I feel like at that time America, bro, had such an attacking power in our wings. You had a young Paul Aguilar, bro.
He was actually right back.
Yeah, exactly. And then also too on top, bro, you had Chucho Benitez, man.
The GOAT.
And then in the other one, you had a young Miguel Layun, bro, who was your left back, you know. And in your centers, you know, you had incredible, you know, like youngsters, you know, the More Mosqueda, bro.
No, and then they
Aquivaldo Mosqueda, I'm sorry.
And they had one of the best center attacking mids that the Mexican League has had in the last 10 years.
Osvaldito? Was it Osvaldito? No.
No, Sambuesa.
Rubens was in that squad?
Yeah.
Yeah?
One of the best attacking center mids, I think, in the last 10 years.
Rubens is just a GOAT, bro.
That dude, what he can do with his feet to this day, he reminds me of myself, you know? And,
Yeah. All right. So, come on.
Yeah. But let's go. Minute 41. Chucho Benitez. They have an amazing play that started... Corona actually had an amazing save from Raul Jimenez inside the box, and this play started...
Jimenez, bro.
Yeah. The squad this team had back in that day.
I know.
An amazing save. And with that, nothing much more happens in the first half. You know, the game goes 1-0. Cruz Azul side. And... You know, you have 45 minutes left to basically all or nothing. Minute 62. Here, I think, is the key play that in the end won the game for America. Because Munoz had an immense save in the minute 62. A save that very few keepers do. And that was in the bottom right corner.
Munoz, right?
Yes.
He had an amazing
game,
bro.
Barrera once again crossed the shot. And Munoz, with his fingertips, is able to save it. Then Cruz Azul keeps on attacking. And that's the thing. The most of the attack came from the Azul side in this game. You know, it was like the last 20 minutes when America really... They won in the last quarter. Put it that way. You know, and minute 73, Barrera... Runs with the ball through the middle sector, passes the ball to Chaco, and shoots, crossing a ball that ends up hitting the side post. So right there, there was a save made by Munoz, and then the post that even further helped the yellow side. Then 10 minutes later, the entire game changes. Minute 83.
God, speak to me, bro.
The entire game changes.
I just get chills, bro. I get chills. Just
10 minutes later, on a cross made out of a corner kick. It started as a corner, and then it ended up as another cross. And then Mosquera on a jump, leaning back.
To be honest, bro, I don't know how he did that to this day.
But he managed... You know what his goal reminded me of? 2002, Italy versus Mexico. Jared Borghetti's...
Yeah, bro. Borghetti was a goal, bro. Borghetti in the air.
You know? And, what a fabulous goal that was, too. How he switched it on Buffon.
Oh, I know.
Bro. Buffon was never gonna... No one was ever gonna get that one.
It's just like the same with freaking Corona, bro. Like, I remember Corona being on his right side. And Aquivaldo headers it, switches it completely bottom left. Impossible, because I just stood there, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know where the hell did that goal come from, but I screamed at the top of my lungs, bro.
Bro. It was so beautiful. We could just say that much. It was beautiful. Completely switches the header from one side to another. Corona stays standing. Nothing he could do. Absolutely nothing. The game is 1-1. Still down 2-0. Now, let's go back to the video. This was minute 92. Down 2-1. This was the second corner that Moises Munoz had gone up. Because they had one a couple minutes prior to that.
And it's normal, you know, now. Yes. Like, it's normal. You know, you're down a game.
You have nothing to lose.
You have nothing to lose. You're like, como dice Pablo Ramirez, you know, from TUDN. You know, the great narrator, he goes and he says, a tirar toda la carne al asador, meaning that that's it.
You put all the meat on the grill.
Exactly. You go all in, bro, all in. And
so minute 83, again on a corner kick.
How many minutes did the ref gave that game, bro? Three minutes extra.
And it was a minute 93.
Damn.
That it happened, bro.
Chills. Like, yeah, this is like a book. Like, you cannot make this up, bro.
Yeah, you can't write this shit.
Bro, it's just like reading it from a fucking novel, yes, bro. Like, you know what, guys? So, like, I'm going to write a sick for all sports fans out there that, you know, go for Liga MX, you know.
Yeah. And he headers it in, and the ball is deflected off of a defender's leg. And goes into the left side of Chuy.
Nothing Corona could do, bro.
He tried, but he just slid towards the ball and nothing, right? Right after the goal, the ref calls the match. 2-2, extra time. The thing is, bro, is that I remember fans had already left the stadium.
Some, yeah. Some, bro.
And then I saw videos after the final, a few days after. Of when people heard the screams, people started running back
in.
Didn't
they say that?
Even people that didn't have tickets ran into back in the stadium.
I heard that, like, the roar of that goal, bro, like, the vibe of that goal caused, like, a mini, like, earthquake in that around that area. I don't know if it's true or not, but I read it, and, I mean, the Estadio Azteca, bro, World Cup stadium, world-class stadium, packed to its max capacity. And the home team, bro, just scores just like the equalizer, minute 93. Yep. With the man down. Oh, come on, man. So, extra time.
Extra time.
I remember an extra time. Correct me if I'm wrong, bro. But I just remember Chucho Benitez playing a hell of a game attacking and defending.
Yeah.
Attacking and defending.
That's great you brought up Chucho. Because in minute 100, Corona stopped the game from going 3-1. After an amazing power shot that was headed to the bottom left corner by Chucho.
May he rest in peace, bro. And, hell of a player.
That shot to stop a shot that is a power shot and dips. It only very few can do that. You know, as you know, that bottom corner shots are my weakness as a goalkeeper. Mm-hmm. Because they're just hard to get. And especially when they're rolling balls. Because in the end, you have no control what the ball's going to do, you know? You just hope it's going to go in your glove and that you save it. But and then another one in minute 104. So Corona had two amazing saves as well.
Corona, hell of a keeper, you could say.
In extra time. It all ends. They go to PKs.
Most intense shit you could watch, bro.
I was more
if your team is
I was
playing.
More intensified by seeing Piojo as a coach, bro.
Would you consider, quick question, would you consider Piojo the GOAT of America Técnicos?
I think La Puente.
Just remember, Piojo is the only one in America to win two championships.
And that's a sad thing because La Puente was one of those keepers. With one of those trainers.
He's good at... Yeah. Isn't it La Puente known for creating youngsters?
He was an old... that back then, bro, the squad was not young.
Okay.
It was all experienced individuals. This is when Bam Bam Zamorano was there. Adolfo Rios.
Stack squad.
Reynaldo Navia. Too, bro. Let's see who else was there. Cristian Patiño. Pavel Pardo.
El Bebe.
Amazing. Germán Villa.
That guy. Yeah. Always yellow card, bro. Nope. he wouldn't even be playing.
He's the Javier.
Soto. Jesus, Soto.
He's our Soto.
I swear, our buddy Soto would just go after the game and he would tell the ref, hey, you didn't give me a yellow card. Can you give me one, please?
He would, I remember he would get a red card. He wouldn't play a match, and the next match he'd get another one.
He would always be writing letters, you know, that they would force us to write letters of apologies. He was always writing letters for him to be eligible to play.
Every 2 weeks he had to write an apology letter to the ref.
Sheesh. Yeah, so penalties.
They go to penalties. Cruz Azul is the first one to kick. First shot, bro. He slips. Goes over the crossbar.
No, you're wrong there, bro. You're wrong. The first shot... Moy.
Oh, it went to the center.
It went to the center.
It went to the center with his left leg bounced off. Yes.
Moy with the foot.
You're right. And We can't even talk about the America side because America scored every single PK.
Bro, but that's back in the day when America had legit freaking shooters, bro.
All of them were legit. Killers.
Oswaldito, Chucho,
Sambu.
Sambu. Raul Jimenez, who's the goat at PKs for me, bro. You know, you have that, those secure shooters, come on. You know, you can't go wrong.
You had too many good shooters in that squad, you know? But, and then the second PK comes for Cruz Azul.
That's the one.
That's the player runs up. I can't remember his name. He puts his foot too close to the ball. And we got to remember, it was raining cats and dogs.
Yeah, it was. It was one of those. You know, that's just, that was like, that was, for me, God.
That was some movies. Us, that was a movie game.
That was like if Spartacus, you know, just battled, you know, the shadow of death that killed them and opened the gates, you know, of water.
Yeah, and it was crazy. And then he hits it, slips, ball goes over the crossbar.
I remember when that happened. And the rest is history. I was like, Piojo, man. I was just going crazy, man. Toda la culpa. It ends with Layun, bro.
Toda la culpa Layun. He shoots it to the bottom right. His bottom right.
Corona almost had that one too, bro.
And that was it. And then with that, America had one of the best comebacks in Mexican final history.
Yeah, I would say, you know, to this day, you know, people still, you know, still talk about it. You know, they always, like I said, Cruz Azul is going to be one of those teams that is gonna, always going to be on the bad side of a comeback, you know.
This year, everyone thought it was going to break.
Yeah, this past season, like I said, that 4-0, bro, I mean, you know, you mentioned it earlier that they shared the Azteca with America, so their home turf is Azteca. They go, they played amazing, like, first 15 minutes, bro, they go up 3-0, you know, and that's a season Cruz Azul was, like,
the force to be reckoned with.
Fire, bro, they were fire. And then you're like, okay, cool. You know, you're like 4-0. You're going to the Olympico. You have to score one goal and merc. Because it's up until the final, the away goal counts. You know, up until the final, the away goal counts. So it's like, okay, we're going to go score that one goal. And nothing, bro. It's like if I feel like they make it their curse, bro. Like, they're scared, you know. That's like their omen that they have that, you know, God, we're going to choke. And they end up bottling, but. You know,
it's like in the back of their head at all times, right?
I think so, bro. I think so. And, you know, that final, that, you know, it was such a crazy final for America fans, bro. Like, most, you know, haters said that because they also sold themselves. And, you know, because how do you go? You're winning 2-0. You're a man up since minute, like, 14. But you got to give respect to America players that never, never stopped fighting, bro. They knew. They're like, hey, we're in... Our crowd is here. Like, if you see the highlights of the game, the whole stadium was yellow, bro. You had, like, a small section that was blue for Cruz Azul, like, the bare minimum. And it's packed, and you're like, as fans, that's why it hurts us to see America right now. Struggle, you know, barely hold on to the ball, don't create plays. Because, you know, back in the days, America was that team that, no matter how the odds were against them, they always did everything. They never, like,
found a way.
They're never like, all right, we're done. You know, that's it. That's game. And having a lot of playing time. So, amazing memory, bro. Amazing, amazing, sick comeback, brother. You know, it's beautiful, you know, to remember those.
It is, bro. But now I'm very anxious to hear about that infamous Liverpool AC Milan final, bro.
Bro. I did,
Did we choose finals on purpose?
It was because it doesn't make it. I mean,
I just realized they're both finals.
I know, they're both finals.
I just realized.
They're both finals, but the beauty is because they're both finals that are screamers, bro. It's like a final, it's you know, you
they're
work hard to, you work
own.
Hard to get there, and then for you to bottle, like, for the losing team, it sucks. For the winning team, it's amazing. But okay, what I'm going to talk about is the 05 Champions League final. And I chose this final for two reasons. At that time, I was not a Liverpool fan, you know. At that time, in 05, I really didn't, like, watch the Premier League that much. I knew what it was, but I wasn't so into it. I started following the Premier League in 2008, and I decided to become a Liverpool fan in 2009 when we had like the most like trash season. So from there, we really started picking up. But the final that I'm going to talk about is the Istanbul Champions League 04-05 campaign, which was one hell of a final, bro. The final was played in Istanbul, right? AC Milan comes in defeating PSV, bro. You know, PSV from Netherlands. They had an amazing squad, yeah, bro. They go in into the final, beating in aggregate in both legs, 3-3, but passing because of the away goal advantage. And one hell of a like series, you know. It was a great game, and, you know, AC Milan passes. AC Milan had Pirlo, bro. They had Kaká, bro.
Dida under the crossbar,
bro. At that Maldini, bro. They had like a stacked squad, bro. You know, they had Shevchenko. You know, it was they had like six squad, and they go into that match fired up. You know, they're like, okay, you know, this could be the season. This could be like our campaign. But then you have in the other side, bro, you had Liverpool, who just come in defeating, you know, Chelsea.
They had an English semifinal,
right? An English semifinal, bro. So you know, pretty much Liverpool knew what they were getting themselves into. You know, they know that this team was, you know, from their league, and they go into the game. And they barely win, bro. Chelsea had Balak, I believe. They had Drogba. You know, and a tough game. Liverpool at that time, you know, they had Michael Carrick. They had Steven Gerrard, bro.
Who was there, right?
They had Xavi Alonso. You know, Mascherano, no. They didn't have Mascherano, I think. But, you know, they had like...
you guys did have Quick, right?
I think so.
The center mid?
I think so. I'm not sure, to be honest. I didn't take notes on that. But, you know, Liverpool had that good squad. You know, they beat Chelsea 1-0 and overall aggregate, placing themselves in the final. Mm-hmm. And they go into the final, bro. And I didn't see that game live. That Champions League final, I didn't see it live. But I go back and I watched the game now. You know, when I became a Liverpool fan, they told me you need to watch that final. That final was
the match of matches.
Like, it was an amazing, and I see it, bro. And you know, AC Milan the first half, it was all AC Milan. Liverpool had
they were lost
some chances, you know, but it was all, you know, AC Milan goes up 3-0, bro, 3-0, and you're like, nobody had seen that in a Champions League final, you know. You're like, damn. And it's crazy, you know. I don't know what... I think Rafa Benitez was the coach for Liverpool.
Benitez was Liverpool's coach.
And Carlo Ancelotti, the great Carlo Ancelotti, was Milan's coach. So, I don't know. I would consider Rafa Benitez at that point to be such an amazing coach. Because how do you take a team that is pretty much dead first half, outplayed, outrun, outscored, and you take them into the first half break, you know, half break comes in, and how do you inspire a team like that, you know?
Have you ever heard what he told
the players? No, I have not, bro. I have not. And you know what?
That's something I would like to hear.
Yeah, you know, because how do you take a team that is... you know, 3-0, and wow, you come back out, and you see freaking a whole new Liverpool. You know, they go in 3-1, 3-2, tie it minutes to end the game 3-3, extra time, and they go to penalties as well, and you know, hell of a shootout, man, it was crazy. And how do you go from a 3-0 to a 3-3 to winning in penalties?
In PKs, out of all places, right?
You know, and it, like...
It was literally to the last...
At that moment, bro, like, I see it now, I'm all like, I'm happy I'm a Liverpool fan, bro, because You know, I didn't get to celebrate that. I would have loved to, but it was just, it's just amazing just to see, you know, like, you go from 3-0 down, bro. It reminded me, I mean, I played volleyball in high school, right? Uh-huh. And I remember, like, this one game specifically, we were against Sigurdsson, rival match at Sigurdsson, bro.
You guys had a comeback?
We had a sick comeback. And like I said, our coach pretty much, like, Gregory, bro. Gregory, amazing coach. All right. You know that volleyball games, varsity games are played always best out of five.
Yeah.
So, you know, you have to win five, three sets.
Whoever wins three.
We're down 2-0 against Sigurdsson at their court. And they had their crowd, bro. They were cheering. And you know, like, we go in. And in our break, you know, they beat us that half. And then, you know, our coach just starts saying, like, really, you know, what are you scared of? You're scared of the players? They're just players like you. You know, they work hard just like you do. You know, what's the difference between you and them? What, their crowd? They're like, they're not playing. You know, don't pay attention to that. Focus on your game. You know, she gave us, like, you're really going to let a rival school, you know, come in here and make you guys look. Because, I mean, they would have done a sweep on us. You know, like, 3-0, that's game.
And that's it.
Sweep.
Go home.
And it was, at that time, we were in the same league. And she's all like, just win one match. Just win one set. That one set led to us winning 3 in a row, bro. Taking the victory home at their house. Sick as comeback. So, you know, I would.
How quiet was the gym?
They wasn't quiet. They were, like, whistling at us. Like, they were literally, wanted to, like, kick her ass, bro. But I mean, that sick comeback reminded me of the you know, us and Liverpool. I mean, like, how do you take a team that's broken, like Liverpool, at halftime? You're halftime 3-0, and then out of nowhere, second half, boom. You know, both teams even, great coaches, great players, everything, and then you take it and you win your. And that was Liverpool's fifth title, bro. Liverpool's fifth European title. You know, and it was amazing. To me, it's one of the most finals that
for the Champions League.
I wouldn't say sentiment because I didn't
live it,
but I would just say now, like, if you people want to go try out, like, Champions League final, which I do at times, you know, big soccer fan, I go watch highlights, you know, of finals and this and that, but that's one of, like, the most impact finals you'll ever see at a Champions League.
So what you're saying is that you mainly see Real Madrid finals since they have the most.
Well, I mean, they didn't record back, like, to the Stone Age. Like, it's Stone Age championship that they have. So, you know, it's crazy, you know, and talking about finals, but I mean, why stop there? Why in the notes that we did or anything, bro? Let's talk about more sick comebacks that do not include a final. Like, let's say, you know, Barcelona, PSG.
That's what was in my head. And it's amazing we're in that same scenario once again, right? Something that all we talked about tonight are stories that can't be scripted. Like, no director could come up with these.
Hell no, bro. Hell no. That Barcelona, PSG, 2016. 16. You know, that they lose, was it 4-1? 4-1 at
the Parque, exact same score.
Parque de Principes, you know, in Paris. And, you know, everybody was like, oh, that's it. And
was
they
it
come
4-1?
In.
Wasn't
I think
it 5-1?
So. No, it was 4-1 because they.
The second game was 5-0, right?
Was 5-2, I believe. I don't know. Hold on. I think it was 5-1. Barcelona wins. And it was 6-5 in aggregate. But let me look it up real quick.
Just make sure it's not this week's.
No, it was 6-1. The final game. It was 6-5. So Barcelona went and lost 4-0.
Wow.
Over there. So they had to win 5-0. Or and if PSG scored, they had to win 6-1. Yeah, and that's what they did. So, okay. What do you think, bro? Barcelona just comes from a defeat right now. Like you said, similar scenario. Only difference is that Now they have 4 away goals.
That's the hard part, right? It's 4 away goals.
They have to go, and pretty much their comeback is you have to score more than 4 away goals. Barcelona is trash.
They have to win by 5, right?
If PSG scores, they have to win by five.
So right now it's 4-0, but they have to win.
They have to win 4-0 and don't let PSG
score.
Score, exactly.
Because that means 2 more goals per every goal.
Exactly, brother. So, I mean, I don't see Barcelona doing 2016.
I don't either. Why? What are your reasons?
I mean, I'm a big Barcelona fan, so I know pretty much my team, you know, from the inside out. We've been on our downfall pretty much since, like, 2015, our last Champions League that we won, and that was when Barcelona won the triplete, you know, the three. They won the domestic cup, the league cup, and Champions League. After that, you know, they focus on bringing players that
seem high potential
and expensive, but they didn't, you know, no se acomodaron.
Yeah.
To what is the system in Barcelona.
They had the potential.
But
they started leaving.
And, you know, I feel like ever since then, and this, you know, Neymar leaving, that, like, broke pretty much Barcelona.
I feel like that was the domino that started the rest to fall, right?
And then, you know, Iniesta was, like, he was, like, you know, the maestro of our midfield since him leaving. So, pretty much Barcelona has been coming in a downfall. We're pretty much at the lowest. We're, like, in rock bottom, bro. We have Messi that doesn't want to be there. You know, Messi.
And it shows. That's the sad part, right?
He was just basically walking like the whole game, bro. Like, the whole game, he just disappeared. I mean, we have the highlights here.
Yeah, let's go play by play, bro. I guess.
You know, this. But you know, PSG with the stack squad, bro. Stack squad. Mbappe, man.
Mbappe. You think he wins a Ballon d'Or soon?
He's a number one contender for me. Him and Haaland, bro. So we start off Barcelona typical with a 4-3-3. Mm-hmm. Dembele playing on a wing. Messi playing always has false nine. Okay. So Barcelona trying to control the ball, bro. The whole game. PSG, like, always pressing high.
Wow.
You could already tell, minute 11, you know, Barcelona pretty much didn't.
It's a different.
Look how they just lose the ball, bro. See? Griezmann can't even, like, score a goal to save his career in big matches, bro. And look how PSG just touches the ball, man. They just open spaces.
Wow.
It was, like, honestly, I know in our previous podcast I said that PSG, like, Barcelona was, you know, their la paternidad and everything. Man, I was completely wrong, bro. Like, completely, completely wrong, because PSG just showed them that they were there to freaking play, and, you know, we're not going to fuck this up again.
They were there going for what they were. They're men business.
Man, you'll see throughout.
Hmm.
Also, you're gonna see the goal Barcelona scores a penalty right there. They mark that as a penalty. What do you think, bro?
I feel like that's, I don't know.
Look at that. I'm a Barca fan, and I clearly say that was not. He trips himself.
Even with VAR, they call.
Yeah, they check VAR, bro. They check VAR.
Wow.
They give the penalty, you know, a gift given. Of course, the GOAT steps up. Look at that beautiful placement, bro. What do you think of that? Boom. No way now is it going to get.
You see, it's like, if you shoot a PK on either side, from halfway the goal up, it's impossible.
With power.
That's the hard thing to do, right?
Okay.
Because putting it in the spot is easy.
Check this out. After that, Barcelona shuts down. You would figure that, okay, this is the momentum. Let's go. Let's pick it up. You know, let's do it. We have the advantage. You know, we have the momentum. We're up. We're home. Nothing after this, bro. They shut down Messi hard. Dembele, of course, bro. Another flop. How do you miss that? Look at the power of PSG.
Wow. He made that look kind of easy.
Barcelona, they were like pretty much playing in their half the whole damn game, bro. Look at this.
Okay, does the goal land here? I need to speak about this. Okay, let's go back. Let's go back a little bit. Okay, I need to talk about this. Look at Dembele. He knows what's going on over here.
He's just
standing. Just walks.
Yeah.
Wow.
Gives him the whole way.
Wow.
Look at her. Look at Lenglet, bro. Trash. And of course, who is it? The kid.
Mbappe,
bro.
How old is this kid now?
He's 20.
20, right?
20, 21, bro. Yeah, I think he's 21. He still has a lot of game. I hear that he's going to Madrid. I hear that Madrid is going to sign up pretty much a done deal.
As a Madrid fan, don't go, kid. That'll end your career.
Nah, hell no. I'm scared. I hope he doesn't go.
I wanted to see a reaction because
hell no, but no, bro.
As a Madrid fan, we do okay. We need to be honest here, as
bro.
A Madrid
this
fan,
guy will
he'll dominate La Liga. He'll kill La Liga. You know,
this
but,
guy anywhere he goes, bro. 20. He started freaking murking teams at the age 16? Of 19. No, murking when he in Monaco. You know. Started doing them like big name players, but, trashing them, you know.
Because, I mean, Real Madrid, we're known to kill many, have killed many careers.
Some, but you guys also.
Here, let's go through the list. Gareth Bale.
Trash.
He's trash. Oh, bro, come on. One of the best left backs.
You started when he was in Tottenham. Started up a left, you know, left back.
One of the best left backs, and he had that amazing. Until he went to Madrid, I need to be honest.
But he himself, because. Who brought him? Was it Ancelotti who brings him?
Nah, bro, it was Mourinho.
Okay, Mourinho brings him. They give him playtime. He does, but he would like injury prone. He gets injured. Zidane still gives him a chance and everything, but you know he doesn't show like that. He's into. I mean, look at him in Tottenham right now. But for me, he's a flop, bro. He's a flop. Who else?
Okay, Kaká.
Kaká did good with.
I feel like
maybe didn't win championships like big time, but I think he did good. He, you know, I would consider him not a flop with Madrid. You know, I would consider him like an okay, you know, Madrid player, not a flop. Okay, but who else?
Hazard.
The same thing, injury prone. This fool like gets more injured than playing time. So, beast Belgium player
potential.
Beast, you know, but he went down a lot his game. But I don't pretty much think that it's Madrid who kills them.
It's a curse or what?
No, I just think that, okay, they're so used to such league like the Premier, which is really rough. It's a fast-paced game. Mm-hmm. And when you go to La Liga, it's much more technical and roughness. And they just don't, you know, live up to it. But with Mbappe, I don't think that's the case, bro. With Mbappe, I feel like this kid could adapt to anything. The way he plays, he's
his
young.
Speed, his legs,
ball control, ball touch,
position.
Yeah, I feel like he does sign, which is pretty much, I heard that it's like pretty much a done deal.
So it's going to be a summer transfer?
Pretty much, yeah. Because Messi, I hear that it's pretty much almost, it's between PSG and Manchester City. But Mbappe, bro, he's gonna have Barcelona like, you know, they're little bitches, bro. Because we're on rock bottom, bro, and that's what I'm scared of.
You know what you guys? You know what Barcelona reminds me of right now?
Monarca Morelia.
Liverpool in the '90s.
or Liverpool, like in 2008, 2009, the league, bro. You know, when we had Ben Rodgers, bro.
When Liverpool in the 90s, they were the squad in England.
Oh.
Then some political, football politics like happens. Because the whole system of the Premier changed and it killed Liverpool.
Okay, so you're seeing the highlights, bro. And you're seeing how Barca is playing trash defense, mid, and offense. And you see this young, you know, PSG mixed with experienced players. Is there a possible way they could do that remontada, bro?
Heck no, bro. They do the Let's continue comeback. Watching this. But it's the not going to happen. Comeback.
Look at Lenglet, bro. Too freaking, like, how do you guard with flat foot, bro? How do you, like...
On your heels, right?
Yeah, how do you do that? And then, what a shot.
That pass.
But that's PSG, bro. My look, gosh. Look how they can't even win the ball. That's Dez, by the way, bro. Dez, the American left back.
Yeah, the American left back.
Ter Stegen is a great keeper, bro.
Looks like Ter Stegen is the reason why it wasn't as bad as it could
No,
have
it
been.
Should have been like 8-1, bro. You know, to be honest, but Ter Stegen is a hell of a keeper. Look, there it goes. Look, how it's pretty much 2-1. Griezmann, off target. You see, okay, how selfish can you be? You're running on your left, and there's only one defender. And you have your other winger running on your right alone.
It's a given that you should cross it to the other side.
Cross it to him, bro. He decides to go for the shot and he misses completely.
The selfishness, right?
Yeah. That lack of trust in each other, man. And just like how PSG touches the ball, man.
Wow. The fact that you could shoot with that much calmness from the 18 line, bro.
That's just how trash our defense is right now, bro. Damn, that was a close one too. You're gonna see typical Barcelona, bro. They push up, they don't do anything, they lack
return.
No, yeah, to be on the back, you play two, and with that speed, bro, that speed that PSG has, they just trash him. That's pretty much going to be the second half. You're going to see, bro.
Andrew Herrera, I feel like one of the players that helped him lead Man U, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, big time. A lot of players. Di Maria, bro. Was it Lukaku, bro?
Lukaku
left.
He's doing great right now.
Yeah, he's doing great in Inter, bro.
Inter, yes.
Yep. Okay. Watch the second half, bro. You tell me is it a chance? Do we have a chance? Is there a miracle?
Let's see. We'll find out right now. Wow. You know the amazing thing is that this is what you would see a few years back, but from Barcelona, right?
Yeah. Touch. No. Barcelona was much more tighter. They were like keep the ball within touching range.
Short
and,
touch.
Yeah, and PSG is much more like open the spaces up, long balls, use your speed.
Oh no way!
Guess who? Stegen, brother, Stegen.
Oh my.
Losing balls, bro. That's all they were doing.
The way he gets out of three men
marking him.
Wow.
Barcelona needs to renew their whole squad, man.
You think age is a factor with their squad?
Oh yeah. The age is big time. They try to use Jordi Alba still, you know, as a winger. He may have the pace, but he gets fatigued really fast. They try to use Sergio Busquets because of his name. You know, he was a great center defensive mid. He's gassed out. You know, they were talking about Piqué coming back from an injury and everything, bro. He can't keep up right now with the youngster's pace.
They're too fast.
Yeah, man. And, you know, look. Boom. The three players coming in the back, just leaving players wide open, bro. Leaving players wide open. And Mbappe, of course, you just can't leave Mbappe unguarded with a free shot open goal, bro. You know for sure that's going to go 100% in.
Man, that kid is amazing, bro. He's a modern-day Pelé. Fair to say?
I would say he's like the future of holding up the Messi, Cristiano Ronaldo's name, bro. I feel like they're gonna be up there with them, break records, match their records, you know.
Because he's only 20, he has at least another 15 years in him, right?
If he's dedicated, hell yeah, bro. Look at that, those passes, bro. Tell me. He just walks through them.
The simplicity.
Like if they're cones, bro. Like if they're cones.
Oh my gosh.
And nobody guarding. Nobody guarding. I mean, it was a hard game to watch, bro.
Did you watch this game?
I was at work. And my brother had it on his phone. And we were right there watching it and listening
to it. Mad as heck at work.
Nah. I mean, I work with my cousin who's a Madrista and he was just making fun of me. But I'm like, what can I say? I knew it. Like, you know, once we saw the first goal. I was like, okay, it's not a penalty. But I'm like, all right, here we go. This is what we're going to pick up, you know. They gifted us, pretty much. Bad call against PSG. But instead, it just woke up PSG. And once PSG scored the first goal, and then they begin the second half, Barcelona playing trash. I'm like, yeah, we're in. Like, I even told my cousin, yeah, we're in for a hell of a
fight. That's the American kid, right?
Yeah, Sergi Dest. You know, and you're watching the highlights right now.
And Draxler, bro. What up? He's it.
And you know what? I mean, if you listeners, what you saw the game or see the highlights, you know, it was just an embarrassment for Barcelona Nation, you know. And going in, you know, in 2 weeks, I don't think that they're gonna do a comeback. I honestly feel that it's gonna be another embarrassment.
He looks fatigued.
He's done, bro. Sergio Busquets, man. Look at Piqué, bro. Piqué looks done too. You know, 3-1. You're at the new camp. That's gonna be an amazing kid, bro. Puig. So, I mean, it was a bad game in Barcelona's half. An amazing game by PSG.
Oh wow! Now it's almost.
And yeah, they couldn't finish.
Ooh. Those are plays that make you go bench next game.
Nah, it's all like, it's Barcelona, fuck. He's all like, see, I told you. I know. I hate this, bro. You're down 3-1, and you have 6 minutes left to go plus stoppage time, and you put in a player that is just trash. Bert White, bro. Trash forward. It's like, come on, bro. Look at this. What do you think?
Oh my gosh. What a finish.
Finesse, bro. And who is it?
Wow, Mbappe, bro.
Three hat trick.
At Camp Nou.
Yep.
It's also a managing issue, right, with Barcelona?
It goes way beyond managing reasons, bro. It goes to the board of directors. It goes to them investing bad. It's a nightmare right now, bro. It's a nightmare to be a Barcelona fan, you know. It's you never thought you were going to be in a position like this, you know, that in the past, like, your last, knockout stages games, you have conceded, like, 22 goals. You know, 4-0 against Liverpool. And that you have the advantage. And another remontada, bro. Liverpool losing. They go to Anfield. They're losing 4-1. 3-1, and they lost in 3-0, I think, and Camp Nou, and then they go and they win 4-0 in Anfield. Barcelona trash the 3-0 against Juventus, trash the 3-0 against Roma, trash, you know, the 8-2, the recent one, you know, we're in a nightmare. So, okay, you saw those highlights. I follow Barcelona in Facebook, right? They're the private.
I saw what you commented. Equipo de mierda.
See, bro, because I mean, it's like I've been watching Barcelona since 05, and you know, Barcelona had players that never gave up, players that they would come and they would make a name for themselves, and now you're watching like it's just nasty. So, talking about remontadas, right? You see this game, you see this highlights with me, bro, and in our fan page, there's a bunch of people who are saying, oh, don't give up just yet. Don't give up just yet. We did it before, we could do it again. Me, as a Barcelona fan, bro, I do not see us doing that. We don't have the players, we don't have the coach, you know.
Well, it's not even that, bro. It's also a thing of, like, I don't see the heart, the passion to do it.
So, definitely no way, huh? No way.
I don't think so.
Especially in France, in Paris, you don't see it.
Mm-hmm. Nah, it's not gonna happen. In their own backyard?
So, you know, I feel like Barcelona's gonna go in for another trashing, bro. And you know, it's not gonna be no remontada and everything. But, you know, I think we should wrap up this episode because an emergency just occurred. I'm sorry to you guys. To the fans cutting this short, we had a lot of content that I wanted to talk about and everything. But, I have an emergency that came up. I just want to thank you. And next episode, I would love to, you know, keep talking about this. What do you think, bro?
Yeah, we'll keep it, bro.
We'll keep going. Remontadas, I mean, more games. Real Madrid is up next. They play on Wednesday.
Atalanta.
Let's see how that goes. We'll be talking about that, too. We also have to talk about Dortmund, bro, because Haaland played a hell of a game. You know, and Porto, because that's a game I want to focus on a lot too, bro. You called it. I was making fun of you. Ronaldo nowhere to be seen.
Yeah.
You know, in that game, Tecatito played a hell of a... And you said it yourself, Tecatito. I'm like, one player can make a difference. Bro, he made a hell of a difference, you know.
Yeah.
So, but yeah. You know, stay tuned for the next episode. Just want to thank you all for our listeners, for staying loyal, being patient with us, you know. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode as much as I have enjoyed it. How about you, bro?
It's only been getting better, bro.
All right, so, you know, have a good night, and until next time.
We out.